Trust is the Currency of the Future by Pam Long. Catherine Austin Fitz has said, "Trusted relationships are the currency of the future." Fitz, an esteemed financial analyst and publisher of the Solari Report, educates the public on building personal wealth and understanding government financial fraud in trillions of dollars. Her company believes that personal wealth is a critical factor for maintaining individual freedom and community health. Her comment about trust was in the context of the aftermath of COVID-19 pandemic policies and to urge people to develop a trusted network in services, food sources, and healthcare providers. With the momentum towards a near-future digital currency and its potential to become a social credit system, trusted relationships will become essential for life outside of a government economy based on compliance. This article will focus on why people should reconsider their trust in U.S. health agencies and their captured healthcare providers. Health and Human Services, HHS, shields pharma from liability. HHS has two programs which shield vaccines from liability. For all FDA-approved vaccines, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, NCVIA, of 1986 removed liability from all vaccine manufacturers and vaccine providers. HHS runs a Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, VICP, which does not allow discovery requests from the manufacturers for safety surveillance data and rejects compensation to most petitioners. In VICP court, special masters and attorneys from the Department of Justice protect the government vaccine program from liability. And despite the safe and effective sales marketing slogan for vaccines, the vaccine injury table lists disability and death as risks. For all EUA vaccines, to include all COVID vaccines, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness, PREP Act of 2005, shields manufacturers from liability. HHS runs a Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, CICP, which to date has compensated 13 cases of 13,213 petitions filed and has 10,199 cases pending review likely for years, while victims who cannot work incur thousands of dollars in medical bills. Vaccine providers never mention this lack of liability as part of informed consent. There is no judicial oversight of the vaccine subdivision of the pharmaceutical industry, with many examples of deadly drugs which are removed from the market only after billion-dollar lawsuit settlements. According to an ICANN lawsuit challenging that CICP violates constitutional rights for due process, CICP is akin to a Potemkin village. It is an elaborate facade designed to hide an undesirable reality. CICP is the epitome of a kangaroo court or a star chamber, a proceeding that ignores recognized standards of law and justice, is grossly unfair, and comes to a predetermined conclusion. The lawsuit states that petitioners before the CICP are not allowed to review evidence, to question expert witnesses testifying on behalf of the government, or present their own expert witnesses, obtain copies of their reports, perform discovery, or lodge an appeal. CICP does not hold hearings, and victims submit their claim to the government and then wait in a black hole for years for a decision by unidentified government officials, not judges, while accruing attorney fees and medical bills. Should you trust a product with a unique liability shield which no other product has, that consumers cannot sue for damages for disability or death? Trust is the currency of the future. FDA cannot be sued for malfeasance. Should we trust that FDA approval of any vaccine actually indicates that the vaccine is safe and effective? Vaccine providers, under a liability shield and protection by DOJ, provide their own clinical trial data to the FDA. The FDA rubber stamps approval without any third-party verification of the clinical trial or replication of the data. The FDA also violates the Administrative Procedures Act, which requires public input. The defender reported that Children's Health Defense, CHD, and parents attempted to sue the FDA in 2022 for granting emergency use authorization for COVID vaccines for children and infants. The lawsuit claimed that the FDA abused its emergency powers, eliminated the notice and comment process, ignored citizen petitions, abandoned traditional safety mechanisms for assessing drugs injected into interstate commerce and the arms of American children, ignored express legislative limits on their actions. This lawsuit was dismissed in district court and an appeals court, citing that the plaintiffs, the public, did not have standing to sue the FDA. Should you trust the FDA's approval of any drug knowing that the agency is captured by the pharmaceutical industry and cannot be held legally accountable for malfeasance by the public? Trust is the currency of the future. FDA will not release COVID vaccine injury data until 2025. In 2022, Children's Health Defense petitioned federal court with denied FOIA requests by the FDA on two safety datasets for COVID vaccines, and the FDA successfully won a delay of releasing COVID vaccine injury data until 2025. Typically, government agencies have 30 days to respond to FOIA requests, but the FDA has been authorized 3 years for the release of COVID vaccine safety data. The FDA's two datasets are reports of adverse events of special interest, AESI, and safety signals from healthcare and insurance claims databases. As of 2024, the public has not received any surveillance reports on the experimental COVID vaccine from these active monitoring systems. The defender reported in another 2022 lawsuit by Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, PHMPT, that the FDA requested 75 years to incrementally release redacted documents related to Pfizer's Comirnaty vaccine licensure. The federal court denied the FDA's request and ordered the FDA to release the unredacted documents incrementally over 8 months. Should you trust FDA approval of any drug knowing it will request 3 to 75 years to release redacted documents related to approval and safety surveillance, trust is the currency of the future. CDC stonewalls all requests for vaccine safety data. Dr. Brian Hooker, PhD, vaccine safety researcher, described the CDC's lack of transparency on vaccine safety. The gold standard of post-marketing surveillance of vaccine safety is CDC's Vaccine Safety Data Link, which is safely tucked away at the CDC, like Fort Knox, from any independent scientists. This is despite the fact that it is supported by $30 million per year of taxpayer dollars. The CDC also has a passive reporting system used by doctors and patients in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. As reported by the defender, CHD submitted a FOIA request to the CDC for all safety signal communications related to the COVID vaccine in VAERS, and the CDC responded that there are no relevant documents. VAERS contains 1.6 million reports of COVID vaccine adverse events and 37,000 COVID vaccine deaths. The number of the COVID vaccine adverse events in VAERS are greater than 30 years of all other vaccines combined. Either the CDC is stonewalling the public on safety signals, or the CDC is not actively monitoring safety signals weekly as required. In a CHD lawsuit to obtain the CDC's weekly surveillance data mining reports, the CDC responded with heavily redacted documents. The CDC's COVID vaccine recommendation for pregnant women violated the golden rule of medicine to not risk any experimental drugs in pregnancy. As of June 28, 2024, VAERS reports in reproductive health following COVID vaccines, 5,141 miscarriages or stillbirths, 37,185 menstrual disorders, 13,213 uterine hemorrhage, 13,377 premature births, 1,117 fetal defects, and 945 pregnancy difficulties. Despite the CDC promoting medical malpractice and stonewalling weekly vaccine safety surveillance reports, most state public health departments, including CDPHE, unwaveringly follow CDC recommendations due to agency capture. When state health departments and boards are presented with research-based evidence, which contradicts the CDC recommendations, against pseudoscience recommendations for masking, distancing, and lockdowns, public health bureaucrats shut down public feedback because they dare not diverge from their CDC captor and risk losing millions of dollars in funding for state health projects. Should you trust the CDC's claim that there are zero documents related to vaccine injury from the COVID vaccine? Trust is the currency of the future. NIH has quietly known about COVID injuries and deaths since 2021. CHD sued the FDA, CDC, and NIH for denying FOIA requests on COVID vaccine injuries documents. With the NIH, the court ruled that NIH had to provide 300 pages a month until 7,500 pages were released. These documents show communications at NIH acknowledging hospitalizations, pediatric injuries, neurological injuries, anaphylaxis, myocarditis, transverse myelitis, tachycardia, paresthesia, and death. These documents show NIH personnel referring to these life-threatening injuries as mere complications, NIH personnel not offering any guidance to doctors on how to treat adverse reactions, and NIH personnel responding as indecisive whether people having severe reactions should get a second dose. One can argue that the FDA is captured and that the CDC is incompetent, but the NIH emails suggest it is being run by psychopaths. Even if NIH allegedly employs the smartest people in public health, should you trust people who clearly have no concern for human suffering? Trust is the currency of the future. Conclusion: the pharmaceutical capture of the U.S. government is pervasive beyond the public health agencies, and the capture extends a grip on universities and medical boards. Rutgers University imposed a vaccine mandate for students, but Rutgers faculty did not have a mandate due to collective bargaining, while Rutgers was financially conflicted by conducting COVID vaccine clinical trials. An AAPS lawsuit alleges that medical boards, American Medical Board of Internal Medicine, American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and the American Board of Family Medicine, collaborated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to censor the speech of physicians who expressed views critical of the government's stance on COVID-19 policies. In the U.S., to study in a healthcare occupation or to practice mainstream medicine, the person must conform to the pharmaceutical government cartel and medical fascism. For employers who promote policies void of medical freedom rights, there are many lawsuits in which courts have decided in favor of teachers, students, and healthcare workers to their right to reject pharmaceutical mandates. For the rest of us, we have been told to follow the science and to listen to the experts. We might think that these health decisions require credentials, and we might defer to the FDA, CDC, or their minions in public health positions. But what if we made these decisions based on earned trust and not based on another person's risk-benefit analysis for us? Trust is the currency of the future.